How was your experience of this consistory, which was so particular due to the COVID-19 measures?
It was an extraordinary and very intimate experience, even though the assembly was a reduced one. I felt that Jesus' eyes were set again on me to recreate me again as a Christian, first of all. And this means that I have another call, another opportunity to say yes to this call so that I can follow Jesus, be his disciple, and hopefully I will commit myself to help others to be on their way towards Jesus.
In his homily marking the occasion, Pope Francis warned of the types of corruption present in priesthood. How did these words resonate with you?
Listen, I mean, we are all human beings, although we have the grace of God, but human nature is and remains human nature, a weak human nature. So we are not free from the temptation of getting corrupted. And when I say corrupted, corruption in the wide sense of the word, for example, if our ideas do not remain so clear, then for me that's a very serious corruption, because we would not be able to live up our call with fidelity. And this means we will do a disservice not only to God, to the Church, but also to humanity.
In his homily on the first Sunday of Advent, the Pope also reiterated the risk of living self-centeredly. He said that it leads to a cycle of complaining and victimizing oneself. How did these words make you feel?
In other words, the Pope was, as a good, dedicated father, he was giving us a very sound advice not to close ourselves in the inner circle, to have the courage to be a church open to find new ways to be present in the world. After all, this is one of the main documents, teaching of the Vatican Council II, the church in the world. The church is not a bastion closed in itself, not even to defend itself. If she wants to defend itself, if we want to defend the church, we need to open new doors, new streets that can lead us through the streets of today's cities so that we can encounter men. And when we encounter the human person, I firmly believe that we will have a new opportunity to encounter Jesus, who is present in the human person, who is present in the world. Unfortunately, our eyes are not always so trained to acknowledge, the different presences of Jesus in the world.